For thousands of years, the Marshallese people have had their own culture and traditions. But because of the island's perceived strategic importance, the Japanese military occupied them during World War II. When the Japanese surrendered, the U.S. took possession and immediately found a use for them. Atomic bombs were detonated 67 times between 1946 and 1958 in the atmosphere above and the water between the Marshall Islands. Newsreels tell the stories about how American doctors studied the Marshallese people for signs of radiation-related illnesses.
229 natives and 28 American service personnel received doses ranging from 12 to 200 Rentgens.
Since then, the islands have remained important to the U.S., even after becoming independent in 1986. Because of that, residents there are free to travel to the U.S., and tens of thousands live here now. University of Washington anthropologist Holly Barker studies the Marshall Islands. She lived and worked there for 15 years.
For the people of the Marshall Islands, there are a lot of violences that continue from the testing program, the inability to live on their home islands, the health care issues and problems that remain with them today, the residual radiation on the islands. And so there's a great need for awareness and understanding and friendship and solidarity. What are our responsibilities as U.S. citizens, as people of Washington State, to think about the role that Hanford played and the connections to this community?
Marshallese people serve in the U.S. military, but they can't get health care from the Medicaid program. They lost that privilege when federal welfare reforms took effect in 1996. Ryan Douse works to connect Marshallese people in Spokane with healthcare. He's a liaison to that community for the Spokane School District, and he's a master's degree student in public health at Eastern Washington University. He says with no insurance, many low-income Marshallese people have to go to hospital emergency rooms when they're sick or injured.
What we're trying to do is resolve that issue and get them some health insurance so that they can start seeking other access, you know, monthly appointments or yearly appointments. Because with that access issue, there's a high rate of diabetes and cancer, different cancers within the community because of the atomic testing that occurred.
A Marshallese man sings to welcome people to a public forum last Saturday at a central Spokane church. The purpose was to tell the stories of the Marshallese people here in Spokane and to talk about their health challenges. Joining them on stage was Spokane Democratic State Representative Marcus Riccelli. He's the co-sponsor of a bill in the legislature that would allow the Marshallese and other low-income Pacific Islanders in Washington to get financial help to buy health insurance. Later in an interview, he told us about it.
Right now in Washington State, through the Affordable Care Act and through the Obamacare expansion of Medicaid, everybody who's a citizen under 133% of the federal poverty level receives Apple Health, which is free. This would just be for those same folks in that 133% or less of the federal poverty level, would just be premium assistance to help them purchase their premiums on health care.
The bill, co-sponsored by Riccelli, passed the House on a party-line vote earlier this year, but it didn't receive a vote in the Senate. He hopes with Democrats regaining control of the Senate next month that the bill will be approved. He says Governor Inslee has included money for that in his budget, about $2 million. Riccelli says that would apparently provide full state-subsidized coverage to Pacific Islanders. If the legislation is approved, it means hundreds of Spokane residents, including this group singing the anthem of the Marshall Islands, might be able to bypass the emergency rooms and see their doctors to get the care they need. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.